Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome to Living Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Kane here on 109.9 Penn Station. I hope your week has been productive, peaceful, and full of laughter and fun. We've been talking about the steps for living the abundant life. So far, we've discussed the need to locate areas of poverty in your life. And, of course, we've determined that it's possible to have poverty in more than areas other than money. There's the potential for poverty or abundance in love, peace, joy, health, wealth, relationships, time, etc. And in order to begin working to increase the abundance in an area, you must first recognize the lack. We've also discussed the need for gratitude. It's so easy to get down in the dumps about what's not going right, and with good reason. However, the more you focus on the areas of lack, the more lack you will have. So in order to reverse the cycle, we said that to exercise gratitude would be the fastest way for a turnaround and a pick-me-up. It's hard to be sad or depressed about what you don't have, when you're focused on how much you do have and how much you've been blessed. And indeed, you are a blessed individual, no matter what it looks like right now. How do I know? You're still here on the planet. You woke up yet another day, so yes, you are blessed indeed. By now, you know, you should have started your list of areas you feel that you were lacking so that you may turn them into a positive. For example, if you say, I don't have enough support taking care of my children, turning it into a positive affirmation would be, why do I have all the support I need in caring for my children? Why is parenting my children such a pleasure? Why do I feel no burden in parenting my children? Why do I have a steady stream of trustworthy, loving, and reliable people on hand to keep my children at all times? Fill in the blank, okay? Or if you're beyond what I affectionately refer to as the gripe list, you may have actually started on the specific list of what you were aiming to accomplish in your life as we go through this process of learning to live the abundant life. Last week, we spoke of the power of a positive confession. This is so important because what we speak is ultimately where we end up. I hope by now you are seeing how each step builds off the others. Since what we feel attracts what we say and affects what we say, this is where the gratitude piece comes in handy. If you feel badly, your words and actions could very easily reflect those feelings. The word does tell us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you really want to know what's going on inside of you, pay attention to what's coming out of your mouth. We criticize ourselves and beat ourselves up far more than we may be aware. So we determined that we needed to keep our mouths in line with where we want to go, not where we've been or what we do not want. We also said that when you ask yourself a question, the brain will not stop computing until it comes up with an answer. This is very different than just making a blanket statement that the brain can choose to accept or reject. So, for instance, if you want to have money all the time, you would not say, well, I always have money in my purse or pocket. You would say, why do I always have money in my purse, wallet, et cetera, wherever it is that you want the money to be. You'd ask yourself a question. The brain will begin to compute and come up with an answer. The answers may be something like, I always have money because I save change when I break a dollar. I automatically put $5, $20 aside when I get paid. I wait 3 days before making impulse purchases. As the answers come, you will see these very actions showing up in your life. So this week we're going to spend some time talking about the areas that sabotage or hinder our ability to take the steps necessary to get where we want to be. At the top of that list may be a deep-rooted feeling of I am not worthy or I'm not good enough. How many times have you ventured out to do something only to find that a number of obstacles came up and brought all of your hard work to a halt? Most people look to what is going on around them, and they put their focus on that circumstance. But remember, it is our goal, our desire, even, to live an authentic life. By being authentic, it means we will ask ourselves the hard questions, and we will delve deep to see what is really inside of ourselves. We will take responsibility for where we have ended up in our lives. We will not blame others. There is an old Christian song where the verse says, "It's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer," and goes down this whole list of people who the writer was not going to focus on, but just empty his or her whole self out before the Lord and admit that there's a need for help, for his help, and for his guidance. Tonight, that is each one of us. We truly cannot do it without him, but even in that, he's given us certain power, and together we make one heck of a team, you and Jesus, that is, even myself and Jesus. Plug yourself in here. There are things that we do to sabotage ourselves all the time, whether purposely or unconsciously, but in order to get the results we really want in our lives, we must see what's really there and get to the root of it and pluck it out. It's not easy thing to see yourself, and no matter what you find, there's no reason to beat yourself up. But it is necessary for you to take a look. So we are talking about sabotage and the things that we are doing to hinder, or the things that come up to hinder. So, you know, you have, for example, you know, started and stopped school several times and maybe never got your degree, then the question would be, okay, so what's really hindering me? You know, is it a fear of failure? Is it a fear of success? You know, have you started started many types of businesses but never really got the success that you wanted? You know, why? What was stopping you? I know at one point I was doing Leah Sophia, and I love jewelry. love jewelry, and really love the product. And so the product should have sold itself. And there were people on my team. I was on like one of the top teams, like in the state, and they were doing so well. And I was barely, you know, just barely scraping by with sales and things like that. And so, you know, I mean, I could have looked and said, well, you know, maybe it's just the people that I'm trying to talk to, or, you know, maybe it's because all of them, you know, live in these affluent areas and so everybody's got money or whatever. But when I really, you know, stopped and delved deep, it was really because I didn't see myself as much of a salesperson, you know, and I didn't feel confident and I didn't feel as if I could really be successful. And, you know, my outcome followed my belief. And because I didn't really believe that I could do it, I wasn't able to be successful, you know. So I don't know, I stayed with it for maybe, I don't know, a year or something like that. And I have had other kinds of direct marketing kinds of you know, companies and stuff like that that I've joined, and I've never really been successful at any of them. Could I? I mean, sure, the ability is there, you know, for me to be successful, and yet there was something on the inside of me that just never really clicked or connected, you know, with any of that stuff. So, you know, so I need to just kind of look within and say, okay, you know, what's going on? And first of all, stop spending money. Stop throwing your money away, you know, knowing that you're not ready to you know, put forth the full effort. And even though I would be doing those things, I just, my mindset, I was starting off even feeling like I was a failure. Something just came to mind. I had been reading The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. One of the stories he was talking about was the salesperson. And he just felt so defeated. And so, you know, he was not making the kinds of sales that he could have been making. And this is the first time he's making his living. He didn't have another job or anything like that. That was a job, and he had to support his family and all this kind of stuff. And so he just felt so, you know, he just had no confidence in his ability to be able to, you know, to meet the quotas and meet the goals. And so it was actually the man's boss, if I remember the story correctly, who had contacted Norman about this employee, because he saw, you know, something in him, potential in him, and yet the guy just never could seem to get it going. And so, you know, he talked to the guy, and he, you know, oh, your sales are so hard, and, you know, the economy's bad, and, you know, whatever it is that, you know, he might have been making or feeling and, of course, saying. And so Norman had him, you know, kind of take some index cards and say positive things, like, you know, I am, you know, I make all of my goals, you know, and things on that order. And so, and he would have to do that before he would go out on sales calls each day And he had some things that he kind of would keep taped to his dashboard, so he would see these affirmations. You know, and before long, he actually was meeting his goals, and, you know, he was feeling more successful and was able to, you know, to meet the quotas. And, of course, you know, when you start to feel better, then you attract more of that. So he had more confidence in himself and in his abilities to be able to, you know, meet the needs of his family and all of that. But it really just kind of started with him having to like, what's on the inside? And he had not been feeling very confident. So there are many of us who don't really feel like we have what it takes on the inside to be able to do, you know, what it is that we want to do. I mean, we know that there's a desire because you're listening in. You know, you might even be reading books, or you might be praying and saying, Lord, you know, what is going on? You know, why have I not met my goals, or why am I not where I want to be? I thought I would be so much further by now. I'm almost 40 years old. I'm almost 50 years old, and I, you know, I still haven't accomplished these things. And so, you know, the fact that you are asking the questions, you know, lets me know that, you know, there is a desire there. And so, you know, when you are serious about wanting answers, then God is real serious about making sure you get the answers that you're looking for. So it is not by happenstance that you are listening to the show, you know, these weeks. It's just, this is a part of your journey. This is a part of Him seeing to you getting what it is that you are in need of so that you can live your life and live it more abundantly, even as He promised you that was there. So, and a lot of times we put a lot of emphasis on what God is able to do and what He's going to do. And we're waiting on Him, but to be honest with you, a lot of times He's waiting on us. And we're putting up stumbling blocks. And I know I had wanted to go into childcare. And that's a really great passion of mine, you know, teaching kids. And I had been like a teacher at other people's daycares and was really, really good at it. It was an area of gifting for me. And I wanted to own my own. And, you know, I had done some things, you know, I had like written the programs and, you know, had the manuals and stuff together. And I mean, so there were things that I had done, like legwork and stuff like that. But in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I'm renting a place or I'm living here or whatever the situation was. And the block that I put up was, oh, well, I can't, you know, I can't run a daycare until I buy a house or whatever. And I happened to be fasting and praying one day and was just, you know, having a conversation with someone else. You know, God can be kind of intrusive. So I love when He does that, you know. And so He says, like, you know, you're waiting on me, I'm waiting on you. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about, you know? And He says, you could rent a house. And I hadn't even thought about that. But here I am thinking of, like, you know, permanence and, you know, oh, well, you know, that makes sense for me to rent a house because, you know, then I'll eventually have to move. Then I'll have to, you know, uproot everybody and move everybody along, you know. But the point was I could have been started with what it was that I wanted to do. And instead I'm looking at all these obstacles and not just forging on ahead. And so I was actually slowing up my own progress. And so, you know, I had to step back and say, okay, you know, and so, but the point is, you know, here I am waiting on God and God is waiting on me. And so, you know, as far as us living authentically, we just have to be honest with ourselves about where we are and about the things that are in there. And so many people have been so just beaten down, you know, by others, by the things that people say or the things that people have done. And, you know, you have this feeling, and the feeling is important because, of course, you know, like the feeling brings about more feelings, more of those feelings, and it brings about more of those kinds of reactions and situations to kind of manifest in your life. And so we are, you know, there in this place, and sometimes emotionally we're kind of stuck in a place. We're stuck in this feeling, and we don't feel worthy. We haven't been made to feel like we were worthwhile, or we haven't been told that we were smart enough, or we were, you know, you don't have what it takes, or you'll amount to nothing, or, you know, you fill in the blank of all the negative stuff that people have told you, you know, but it isn't true. And this is going to seem so random. But I was watching Cinderella with my daughter just recently. And that's one of her, she's into everything princess. Thank you very much. So we're watching Cinderella. And we, you know, I use these cartoons and movies. This actually happened to be the one with Brandy and Bernadette Peters and all that. But for, like, object lessons. And so, you know, we're talking. And so I'm telling her, you know, just because a person says a thing doesn't mean that a thing is necessarily true. And so, you know, we're talking about the stepmother and how the stepmother is treating Cinderella, you know, and the things that she's saying to her. And I'm like, you know, she's lying. You know, she sees something in her that is wonderful, and she's jealous of it, so she's trying to hold her back, but she's lying. The things that she is saying is not true. Now, listen to the things that Cinderella said, and she is saying the things that she's saying is true. You know, she's saying that, you know, a person should accept you just the way you are, and a person should love you just for being who you are. And, you know, even though she's, like, you know, 4 and a half, you know, she's 4 going on about 45, though, she's kind of grown. So, you know, we're having these conversations. And she's a thinker, so she'll step back and she'll, you know, she'll kind of process through it. It'll seem like she's, you know, playing and like it went one ear out the other, and then it'll come back up in conversation and stuff later on. But the point is that people will say things to you, and they'll expect you to just believe it just because they threw it out there. And when you're younger, especially the person that you deemed as credible, you know, you will just hold on to it. And it's like, yeah, okay, well, if they said it, then it must be true. But not everything that a person speaks has truth or validity in it. And so, you know, at this point, you know, you get to decide what you're going to believe and not. And so, and it will be a process to learn how to unthink those thoughts that have been ingrained. And so, but just because someone told you that you didn't have what it took doesn't mean that you don't have what it takes. You know, when God made you and he created you and formed you and all of that, he did not say, oh, it's half baked, let me put it back in the oven. He said, it's good. It's good. So it didn't need any more work. It was good. You were good. You were a perfect creation. And so maybe that's one of the things that you may need to start telling yourself, looking yourself in the mirror each day. You know, that might be one you even want to post. I am a perfect creation. You know, holy and completely accepted and loved by God. You know, and then beginning to ask yourself, why do I love and accept myself so completely? And that is so important, because you know, you have all these images and all these messages all around you that want to minimize who you are. And sometimes we just believe the lie. There is a scripture in the Proverbs, I'm going to paraphrase it, and basically it's talking about this person who goes up to purchase an item. And so, you know, you kind of get the idea that it's like a street vendor or something. And so, you know, they are trying to talk the person down on price, and, you know, oh, I'm not going to give you that kind of money. It is not, says the buyer, okay? And so, you know, he's trying to convince the person who's selling something that the object that they're selling is not worth what they're asking for. And so the seller believes what the buyer is saying, lowers the price, and then the buyer walks off laughing, ha, 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 bragging about the fact that he has just talked this person out of this valuable thing, but got it for pennies. How many times do we do that? Do we let someone talk us out of our value and our worth, and they know that it's great treasure, amazing treasure, you know, and they are literally walking away laughing, going, we just really, you know, talked this person out of believing who they were. We just really told this person that they were nothing, but this, you know, this person is supposed to change the world, and ha, 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 they believed it. How many times do we believe the lie, you know? And whether that is, you know, you trying to sell something, or, you know, you having, many of you have, like tangible kinds of gifts, where, you know, maybe you're an artist, or something like that, where you literally, or you provide this awesome service, and people are willing to pay, but then they'll come back and they'll tell you, oh, I'm not paying that. Oh, it's not worth that. You know, oh, I don't want to pay you $25 to come in here and take care of my parent. Oh, I don't want to give you, you know, decent money to come in here and take care of my child. Or I'm not paying that for you to come in here and do this one of a kind, you know, sculpture for my entry hall or whatever it is, you know. And so they will whittle down the price, you know, and as they're whittling you and bargaining with you on the price, you know, something's happening on the inside of you and you're thinking, well, maybe my stuff really isn't worth what I'm asking for. You know what? Yes, it is worth it. And if they don't want to pay the price that is that you placed on it, then maybe that's not the person that should be doing business with you, or maybe that's not the person who should be in your life. How about that? So, you know, those are really just things that we have to think about. But then, you know, because we're talking about the things that we do that sabotage and that get in the way of us being able to get where it is that we want to go. But if we are struggling with feelings of unworthiness, you know, that will set you back. That will hinder you. That will help you to not get where it is that you want to go, no matter what it is that you're saying. And so it's important to know what's kind of lurking there beneath the surface, because as you are getting your confessions together and you are getting together the things that you need to focus on and the things that you need to be speaking over your life, you've got to know what those things are so the blueprint can change. And so I read this in a book, and I thought it was so significant. The person was talking about how if you print something, you know, like say you typed up a document and you print it and you see an error once it's printed, you could take white out and fix the error on the paper. But if you never go into the computer to fix the error in the computer, then it's still there. And so every time you print it, you will have to either fix it on the paper, but what's on the inside is still in error. And so it's that same thing with like whatever might be an error in our lives and in what it is that we might be thinking or feeling. If we have not fixed what's going on in the blueprint of our minds, then it will continue to keep manifesting over and over. Even if we don't necessarily see it, it will still manifest. If you are just tuning in, this is Living Abundantly with Tanika Patrice Kane on 109.9 Penn Station. And tonight we are talking about the things that we do to sabotage or hinder our ability to get to the next level, if you will. And so we are really dealing with like the internal stuff that we have that we may not fully know is there. But in living authentically, we give ourselves permission to see the whole picture, even the stuff that's not pretty. But, you know, even in the midst of that, there's no reason to beat yourself up about what it is that you find. You just see it and acknowledge it, like, okay, yep, that's there, and I see that for what that is. But since we are choosing a different path, once we see it, then we know, okay, let me put this over here in my this needs to be fixed pile, and then you just continue to keep working on that. You know, you will fast and you'll pray about that. You will do some research on that. You will begin to speak the opposite of whatever that situation is, and so you can bring about lasting change so that your life can be what it is that you want it to be. You know, we just do not have to be stuck in the things that we knew before. We've decided that we could get off of autopilot and that we can live this life by design and not just by default. We're not just doing rote stuff anymore. We are really being purposeful about where it is that we want to go. And so you know, there are things, just all kinds of things that we do that interfere with our ability so to get where it is that we're trying to go, ultimately, you know. And I think if we're honest, you know, most of us will step back and think, you know, gosh, I really could have met this goal a long time ago. And then you ask yourself, well, you know, what is it that you should be doing? You know, I was just reading last night, as a matter of fact, and Louise Hay was saying in her book, You Can Heal Your Life, that should be a word that is just completely like like taken out of the language, you know, because it kind of puts you in this place of guilt. And as I was kind of reading through what she was saying, well, that makes a whole lot of sense. But there are places and there are things that we feel that should have happened in our lives. And so, you know, when you go back to your list of what it is that you really want, you know, then you might want to even ask yourself some other questions too, like, okay, well, why do I want this? Do I want this because, you know, like I heard my whole life that this is what I should be doing, or, you know, have I always just wanted this, or, you know, do I want this thing because when I was a little kid, I wanted to be just like my parent, or, you know, am I trying to get approval from something, or is it something that I genuinely just want to do? You know, And then be honest with yourself about the answer, you know, because you don't want to waste your time, you know, doing stuff that was in line with what somebody else wanted you to do, but you really have no passion or no desire for it. You don't have to do that. So you want to find out what it is that you want to do so that you can live your most authentic and best life possible. And so just ask the question. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing that we are just here, you know, kind of in this place at kind of at the same time. And by now, you're probably running into other people who are on a journey similar to yours, because that's just kind of like attracts like. And so that's just kind of, you know, where it is. You will find people who are further along this journey than you are, and people who are just getting started. And then you'll find folks that are just kind of right there, you know, you're right there where you are, you know, people that you can talk to and can kind of powwow with and, you know, run things by. And I hope that you have picked up a notebook or a journal or something that you can just dedicate to this process of just seeing where you are. You know, it'll be real interesting to see where you are 3 months from now or 6 months from now or a year from now. You know, it's very liberating when you step up and just decide that you're going to just take your life back and walk in the fullness that it is that he has made available to you. And so we were talking about like feelings of unworthiness and how those things interfere. They literally just get in the way of you getting what it is that you want, you know, whether that be like your ideal relationship. You know, if you don't feel like you're worthy, then, you know, at some point you'll do something that will kind of sabotage it, you know, or you may not even open yourself up to let love in, you know, or you'll, you know, do stuff to push the person away or whatever, you know. But, you know, we were meant to be people who were not alone, and certainly not lonely. And so, you know, if you want that, you know, then let's get to the root of what's stopping that from happening. If you're not, and now mind you, you know, no, there are no perfect people. And so, you know, each person brings their own experiences and their backgrounds and their values and all that kind of stuff into relationships. So, you know, you have that. But if you, you know, for the most part, find someone that you are compatible with and that you can yoke with, then, you know, then do it. We're not expecting perfection here, not in ourselves and not in anybody else either. As a matter of fact, you know, when the perfectionist stuff kind of comes in, that's really kind of, it's another wall that we put up to kind of get in the way of some other things. It usually tied in with, you know, some overbearing, you know, a parent who just, nothing you did was ever enough. And so, you know, you just kind of learn to always just be striving. It seems like the people that I talk to who have struggled with that or whose parents kind of like demanded that they be like perfect, usually there was some kind of substance, you know, abuse in there, you know, with the parent. I remember kind of going through stuff like that with my own father. I could never do anything good enough, you know, and so, you know, you have this desire because, you know, you love the parent and you want to please them, you know, but, and you're trying, but then you leave the situation feeling like, you know, like you're worthless, like, oh, I just can't do anything, you know, because nothing you ever do, and it really ties to some stuff that doesn't have anything to do with you, and I'm not saying that it's always tied to, you know, like drug or substance abuse or anything like that, but a lot of times, you know, it can be, and so, you know, you're kind of beating a dead horse because there is no perfect person. You know, there was one. There was Jesus, you know, but, and so the rest of us get to just, you know, trial and error, do the best that we're able to do. And that's all that we can do, you know, and we're going to fall short sometimes and it's okay. You know, as long as we learn from it and get up and keep moving and don't allow ourselves to get stuck, then it just is what it is. You know, and so if you are struggling with perfectionism, you know, that might be something that you would want to really give yourself permission to make mistakes. Yeah, sometimes you have to give yourself permission to just be where you are and to be who you are. There's a book by a lady named, I can't remember the name of the book, but her name is Brené, B-R-E-N-E, Brown. And it's something like, it's called The Gift of Imperfection. The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown, B-R-E-N-E, Brown. That is one of those books that will change your life. And if you are a person who struggles with perfectionism, that's the book for you. I'm sure your local library could get that. And if not, you can certainly order it off Amazon. But that one would be worth, that one is one you might want to just go ahead and just keep in your library. And they need to refer back to it, you know, over and over again as necessary as you work through your process. So, you know, sometimes you just have to give yourself permission. You know, you have to give yourself permission to be happy, and you have to give yourself permission to not have guilt. You know, like too many people feel guilty for wanting something, you know, outside of like their family, or they feel guilty for, you know, for desiring something that somebody else didn't want or want for them, or they feel guilty for having more when other people are struggling. But, you know, like we all have our own journey, and we've all made our own decisions about stuff. And so, you know, while we do have an obligation to, like, help people, you know, he has never asked us to, like, just literally carry folks. That's a totally different thing, you know. And, you know, and he would not ask you to put off who you are and what he's called you to do to meet somebody else's expectation. You know, at some point you have to just, remember we're talking about living authentically, so you have to be willing to let go, you know, of other people's expectations that have nothing to do with you getting where it is that you're trying to go. I hope that makes, like, you know, like bells are ringing and lights are going off and stuff, that you just, it's okay. You can really give yourself permission to be happy, and you can give yourself permission to be healthy, and you can give yourself permission to make the move if you want to. And they don't have to agree, and they don't have to approve, you know, because you're grown, so you really don't need their approval and stuff anyway. You know, but if you, especially if you are in a place where it just seems like, oh, nothing has ever really worked out for you there, you might not be in the land that's good for you. You know, you may literally need to just pick up and move, you know. And there's usually, you know, when you have something like burning in you like that, you know, it's a desire that the Lord has placed there, and he's telling you to do something. So the desire that's there is because, you know, he's kind of nudging you in that direction, like, you know, there's a better place for you. There's a place where you, that's a better fit for your life and for your gifts and for your abilities. There's a place where I have favor for you, and you may need to relocate. And that's okay, you know. And just trust, the relocations can be scary and they can be hard, but just trust that if that is what he's telling you to do, that everything you need is already there on the path waiting on you to get there. You won't have to struggle when you are where, when you're in position and when you're where you're supposed to be. Like, his grace is already there, and everything, his provisions are already there, which is, like, really important, you know, and you just step into it. Just go ahead and just step into it. And it might be a little scary, but even if you have to do it scared, just do it. Just do it, you know, and you will feel so free, you know, once you have. And so I hope that your list of books is growing. Each week I try and bring resources and things like that. I've already mentioned The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, and that one comes in audio too. That's a really great, great book. He just touches on so many different areas. And so, yeah, I think that, you know, no matter where you are, and no matter what your particular issues are, you will find yourself in that book. And there will be some kind of example there, you know, to really be able to meditate on, and someone's success story for you to be able to chew on and to kind of keep yourself encouraged. You know, he tells us to share our testimonies for a reason, you know, not just for folks to be able to do your business, but to know that you can come out. And someone, if he did it for one, he'll do it for another one, and that you can just kind of come out of where you are, and that you can get to a better place. So I hope that you are giving yourself permission, you know, to read stuff, and don't tell yourself that you don't have time. You know, you have time to do all the things that you need to do in this life. You know, now if you are finding that you don't have time, then you're probably wasting time in other places. I'm not trying to come down hard on you. I'm just being honest. You know, you're probably wasting time. You know, you may be taking on assignments that are not really yours to take. And so let me just touch on that for just a minute, because you know, there are some of you out there who are really just, I'm going to call you the do-gooders. You know, you just want to be helping people all the time. And, you know, and sometimes it's just because you have a heart that just wants to help. And then other times it's, you know, it's rooted in some other stuff because, you know, if I have, if I'm spending all my time, you know, fixing this and fixing that for this person and that person, I really don't have time to be dealing with what's going on in my life. Oops. You know, not trying to step on anybody's toes, but that just is what that is. So, you know, if that's the case, you know, we really have enough stuff going on in our own lives that we don't have time to be all up in somebody else's business like that. So I'm bringing that up, though, because whatever it is that you need to do, you do have the time allotted to you to do it. He's actually made provisions in your day for you to be able to do those things. And so, you know, if you need to be reading or if you need to have time to study or if you need to, you know, actually start doing some research. You can start the business that you want to or do the research so that you can make the movies telling you to make or whatever. You actually do have the time. It just may require you to revamp some of the stuff that you're spending time on that you don't really need to be spending time on. So, again, this is Living Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Kane here on 109.9 Penn Station. And tonight we are talking about the things that we do to hinder or sabotage our ability and our efforts to get where it is that we want to go. And so you know, we spent a lot of time talking about, you know, just the feelings that we had just underneath the surface of not really feeling worthy of being able to have a good life or not really feeling like what we want matters. And what you want does matter. Even if you have been discounted your whole life and you know, told to shut up and, you know, you just be quiet, you know, you should just be seen and not heard and your opinion doesn't matter. And, you know, even if you've heard all that kind of stuff, you know, it may be challenging to all of a sudden give yourself permission to matter when you have been told that you don't matter your whole life, but it's worth it to you to go ahead and give yourself permission. And even if you have to cry your way through it, go ahead and do that as you learn a new pattern and a new way of existing and being. You know, you just, mirror work is so important, you know. And, you know, I touched on earlier how we criticize ourselves all the time. You know, how often do you, you know, you make a mistake and you call yourself stupid? Oh, that's so stupid. I can't believe you did that, you know. Or, you know, just talk like that. And, you know, you need to begin to work on being gentle and kind with yourself. And gentle and kind with you. You know, there are no perfect people. We're all just doing the best that we can, you know. And, like, even though we are results-oriented, God is a little bit different, and he is more process-oriented. So, like, you know, like your journey from A to Z is just as important, maybe even more so than you're just getting to Z. And so, you know, he's looking at stuff like, oh, well, did you, you know, for the hot-tempered ones, you know, did you notice that you you didn't blow off the handle when that person did this thing to you today? Did you notice that? You know, like before, you know, a few weeks ago, you know, went off on somebody or popped somebody or, you know, got violent or whatever it was. Did you notice that you had made that change? Oh, okay. Well, did you notice when your feelings got hurt in the midst of this situation that you weren't depressed for 3 weeks this time? You know, this time it was 2 weeks, or this time it was only, you know, it was only 3 days. This time you acknowledge, okay, I am feeling, I really need to give myself a chance to have this moment and deal with what I'm dealing with. But you know what? I'm always going to be sad for 24 hours. And so, like, the steps that you take and the process of growth is so important. So be sure to give yourself a pat on the back for the things that you are doing right. You know, you may not be where you want to be, but you, every day, you're taking steps and you are closer and closer and you're getting there. So give yourself credit for the things that you are doing and give yourself credit for the stuff that's working. And if you're seeing some things that's not working, well, okay, you know, don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, see it for what it is, and just say, okay, I need to work on this a little bit more, you know. But you are an awesome person, and you are able to do, like, extraordinary things, and you need to be able to look at yourself and see your own worth and know your own value so that when you have the buyer coming up, and going back to that scripture again, when you have the buyer that's coming up that wants to try and talk you out of your worth and your value, you will know, oh, no, I don't have to put up with this. I absolutely do not have to put up with this. You know, I was talking with a friend, and she is a caregiver, and she is absolutely one of the best. Love her to pieces. And so she was saying, you know, oh, you know, I have heard such horror stories, you know, from some of the caregivers, you know, about some of the things that their clients and stuff put them through, you know, hitting them and kicking them and spitting on them and cursing them out and all that kind of stuff. She says, no, I come in here and I give it my best every day. And so if I'm going to give my best, they need to give me their best back. And so look, if a client, you know, starts mistreating me, I will look that client in the eye and I will say to them, is that all that you have to offer? Because if so, then I'm not the person for this job, you know. And so she has walked off of cases, and that takes such strong resolve, such, you know, just knowing who you are and knowing your own worth and just knowing, no, I'm not going to allow you to devalue me. I know who I am. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care who you used to be. I don't care who your parents are. I don't care who you married. You know, none of those things interfere with me being who I am, and none of those things give you the right to treat me like I am less than human. When it all boils down to it, we're just people, you know, and you don't have to be mistreated by another person, and it doesn't matter what they're dishing out. So back to this thing of, you know, worth and knowing who you are and knowing your own value. When someone wants to come up and talk to you any kind of way or just say anything to you or, you know, tell you that, you know, your gifts aren't worth a certain kind of thing, or even worse, you don't have any gifts. You do not have to believe the stuff that they are spewing and letting come out of their mouth. You know, they can say what they want, but we get to choose to believe what we're going to believe. And so, you know, I hope that you are every day looking more than once a day, looking yourself in the mirror and telling yourself, you know, how much value and worth you have and how, you know, how people will pay, you know, for your gifts, because it's there for a reason. You know, I'm thinking of that scripture with the widow with the oil. You know, her husband had died, and you know, the creditors were coming, and a drought was on the land, and all kinds of stuff was going on, and she had a child, and they were down to the last little bit of food in the house, and the prophet shows up, and you know, but she had prepared herself to just eat this last meal and die because she didn't see any provisions. And the prophet shows up, you know, and the gist of that is there's always oil in your house, okay? And so, you know, the oil could be, and the oil represents anointing and stuff, but, you know, but there's always oil in your house. There's always something there that you can use, you know, that's of value, you know, that you will be able to, you know, to pour into somebody else, or that you will be able to use to pour into your household. You know, there's always something there. You know, you don't ever have to just make your last cake, eat, and die. You know, he has placed provisions there, and there's provisions already in your house. How many, you know, if you're struggling with your money and stuff right now, you know, how much stuff do you have in your house that, you know, that you're not even using? You know, you don't pick that stuff up in forever. Get that stuff out of there. You know, that's, you're sitting on your money right there, you know, or you are really good at organization and cleaning. Well, you know, you could really, you know, place an ad in the paper, even like, you know, free papers, Craigslist, stuff like that, you know, for your services, and hire yourself out and know, you know, that you're worth the money, you know, and you don't have to accept less. It's, you know, kind of an interesting thing happens when you make a decision that you are going to want a certain thing, or that you want a certain kind of life. Then it's almost like a test will come up to see, well, are you really serious about what it is that you say? And so if you are, you know, we're going to just use the example of this housekeeper, you know, for example, you know, and she's like, no, I am really, like, absolutely the best, and I want $25 an hour. I am worth that. You know, I'm going to come in here, and you won't be able to find a speck of dirt anywhere, and I am really good at organization. You know, then someone wanting to pay her $10 an hour, she does not really need to accept that. But, you know, and sometimes we will stop and we will look at whatever our financial situation is and think, okay, well, I have to accept whatever it is that someone is willing to dish out to me or to offer just because I don't have anything right now. And that is so not true. You know, and so the universe will say, okay, all right, well, you just told me that you wanted cases that where you could bring in $25 an hour, okay? So let me see what happens when this person over here offers you 10. You going to take it? And if you stand your ground and say, well, I'm sorry, you know, then I'm sorry, we're not able to come up with terms that are workable for both of us, but, you know, I wish you well, and I'm gonna pass. You know, you're thinking, oh, God, at least that $10 an hour would have put, you know, gas in the car and food on the table, you know, and yet, you know, the universe is listening and God is watching and all that. And so, you know, right after that, after you say, nope, I'm going to stand my ground and I want $25 an hour, then the next case that comes on, and you may have it a couple times, but then one will come along, like not long after the $10 an hour situation arises. And it's like, okay. Oh, you want $25 an hour? No problem. Okay, can you start tomorrow? You know, it'll be one of those kinds of situations, because when you make a decision about some stuff, when you make a decision that your life is going to change, then, you know, you'll be tested, and then you'll stand your ground. When you stand your ground, you are letting everything around you know, okay, nope. So remember, when you change, everything around you has to change too. So you said, this is what I want. No, I am no longer accepting relationships that look like this. I am no longer going to be, you know, put on the back burner. You know, whatever. You know, whatever it is that you are focusing on, you know, I am not going to have relationships or friendships with people who are always just bringing drama, you know, and we can't even have a decent conversation because, you know, your mess keeps coming up. I'm just not putting up with that kind of stuff anymore. And you can really make those kinds of decisions, you know. And then when stuff comes up, you know, you can say, well, you know, I've really decided that my needs are over here, and, you know, this is not really meeting the needs that I have. So, you know, either we're going to do this relationship differently, you know, we're going to do this working thing differently, or I'm going to have to go, you know. And just know that, even if you have to walk away from stuff or people or whatever, you know, that there is something better right there waiting on you, a better opportunity, you know. And sometimes we hold on to things out of fear because we don't really know how we're going to make it if we let it go, you know, but we hold on too long, and sometimes we miss opportunities in holding on too long to the old thing. Let it go. I'm going to say it again. Let it go. Because what you're waiting on and what you really want is right there waiting on you. Don't miss your opportunity. And so, you know, and thinking and processing too much. And you already know on the inside of yourself, you already know. So if it hasn't worked in all this time, it still is not going to work, okay? You already know that because, you know, we pay attention. People show us who they are all the time. And our job is to pay attention. You know, don't read into it something else. You know, don't let them convince you, okay, well, oh, you know, it's this thing, that thing, and the other. No, it's not. It's exactly what you know that it is because they've already shown you who they are. Are you listening? Are you paying attention? Because you need to, you know. And so, you know, and hoping and wishing that stuff is going to shift and change and all that, you know, if they haven't really shown you what you've seen, where they have gone through the work, like this stuff that we're doing, if they haven't gone through the work for change, they have not changed. Trust me, they have not changed. It's still the same old stuff, and you're sitting there wavering back and forth trying to figure out what you want to do and which route it is that you want to take, and time's ticking. You know, tick-tock, tick-tock, time is ticking, and you don't want to miss the good thing that you had really been believing for all this time just because you're hanging on to a hope of, you know, that the situation over here on the left is going to be different than it has been for the last 10 years, you know. So, you know, that just is what that is, and I'm not trying to fuss at anybody tonight. Well, not much. I'm not trying to fuss at you much. So, you know, but we said that we were going to do this thing authentically, which means we're going to be honest with ourselves about where we are, what's right there, and what it is that we're trying to actually get to, and then make the necessary changes to get where it is that we really want to go. So, okay, let me just get off of all that. But, you know, I really hope that you are feel in my heart in all of this, and know that I am coming from a real place. I mean, I'm coming from a place that's been there and done that. You know, sometimes even right there in the journey, working right through this stuff, right along with you guys. You know, we're right there in the trenches together. You are so not alone. And so I just thank you. So anyway, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to, you know, sign off of here. But remember that the book signing for my novel, Season of Change, has been canceled for this coming Tuesday, and I was so looking forward to getting a chance to meet many of you and having a chance to connect with you face-to-face. However, you may purchase the book at Amazon.com, or you may go to my website, www.tamikapatrice.com, for more information on the book, as well as to access all of the e-commerce sites where the book is being sold. Season of Change is available in hard copy as well as in e-book format. While you're on the website, feel free to sign up for my newsletter as well as follow me on Facebook and Twitter. You can link directly to my pages from my website. Again, the address is www.tamikapatrice.com. I would love to hear from you. And remember to make the choice to make today and every day a great day on purpose. I hope that you know that you are worth the effort, and I hope that you know that you are loved. I am going to wish you good night at this point, and we're going to end with a little India Irie like we do every week. And I'm so thankful and glad that you have decided to join me. Okay, let me find my song, and then I'm signing out. Good night. It's going to be taking me a little bit longer than I thought to find my song, but we will get there, I promise. Let's see. Yes, I love this song, and I love it's so appropriate, I think, for our subject on the show and these things. I hope that you are, each week, you know, just getting stuff that's literally just changing your life for the better, and that you are allowing the stuff to sink in, and that you're passing it on to something else, you know, because there are other people who are literally just waiting on you to get what it is that you're trying to get and to go where you're trying to go so that you can help free them and help them to get where it is that they want to go as well. So, okay, I think that I'm here now. Let's see. Maybe not. It's scrolling all over the place. There we go. Where is it? I think we're having some technical difficulties here. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know what it's doing. Okay. There we go. Got it. Good night.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things my mind.